live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Local historian Anthony Carpin is here with me again today to look at another aspect of Cambridge's past. Now, Anthony, we're going to go slightly left field today, aren't we? What are we going to talk about today?
We are, and we are going to talk about the Greater Cambridge Local Plan. Now, this is almost like a heads-up warning for your listeners, because in just over a week's time, Cambridge City Council is going to be holding a big meeting, and they are going to be discussing the draft local planning documents that will then go out to consultation. Now, that means you will all be invited to have your say on the plans. There is a little bit of a problem, though, and that is the huge amount of documents that are involved. And one of the former council officers who still lives locally is retired. This is John Preston, who specialises in environmental heritage, counted that there are over 10,000 pages worth of documents to plough through.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is huge.
Yes.
Several PhD theses.
Not your usual person just wants to flick through, oh, what's the local plan? How's it going to affect me? And what's it all about? You're not going to be ploughing through 10,000 pages, are you?
No. I mean, fortunately, the council have broken them down to specialist component parts. And the reason for this is actually a piece of contemporary history, if I can put it that way. And that means it's something of the very, very recent past. And the previous local plan that is now in place, which dates from 2018, actually should have been signed off several years before. But it had developers questioning and querying a lot of the things and the undermining the assumptions and questioning those assumptions. And the planning inspectors ruled that the original plans from the early 2010s were actually unsound. And so that meant a huge extra expense for the councils to come up with the one that has since been signed off. And so what we have with this one is a significant external evidence base where the council went and commissioned specialist consultants to do a whole host of investigations and to report back, thus making it harder for anyone to try and unpick them. Now, this has two very significant implications. The first one is to do with one of the reports on water management. And the River Cam is central to our history, and listeners will be familiar with some of the problems that we've had in recent times over the abstraction of water. And the independent consultants there have basically said future house building from 2030 onwards cannot take place unless there are new supplies of water coming through. So one of the options has recently been published from Anglian Water is for a new reservoir in the Fens.
Interesting.
The second one is to do with our leisure industries. Now, we discussed on previous shows about the closure of many nightclubs, didn't we?
We did, and lots of music venues.
Yes, and one of them that closed was not far away from the Cambridge 105 studios, the Beaconsfield, wasn't it?
I remember that one, yes, yeah.
Yeah. Now, this shows the importance of scrutiny, because one of the reports, which was done on a study of the retail and leisure industries in Cambridge, stated that Cambridge has nightlife, or Cambridge's nightclubs have always served the people of Cambridge, whether they are residents or whether they are students passing through. But you and I know that that's not the case. In fact, when you look at the history of the Junction only got its approval really in response to the riot and occupation on East Road, which was a protest about the lack of music and nightclub facilities there were for young people.
Very true.
So what we have here is a big error, I think, in the interpretation of local history and how it might apply to a future local plan. Because if everyone just assumes that, oh yeah, Cambridge's nightclubs have always served the people of Cambridge, then the planners and the developers might say, well, you don't need any more nightclubs. We'll just carry on building lots of houses because you're fine for that area of leisure. But for the history that many of us who have lived in Cambridge for a long time, as far as we're concerned, it's just like, no, that's not the case. And actually, from our perspective, Cambridge needs more leisure facilities to keep up with its growing population.
No, I agree. And also, some of these venues, they talk about, some of them are just small pubs that have some live music, don't they? And fulfil other purposes in the community on the other days as well, yeah.
Absolutely. And the other issue that you kind of almost hint at is that, really, Cambridge can't build anything larger than the Portland Arms, if I can put it that way, in the town centre, because it will just get vetoed by the university. And historically, that's the way it's always been. So, as we discussed in a previous episode with the sub-regional plan that Professor John Parry Lewis produced in the early 1970s for the councils, he recommended creating two new urban centres, or giving the choice of one of two sites, either having an urban centre to the east or having a new urban centre just south of Trumpington. But the councillors declined the final recommendations because it involved doubling the population of the city by the year 2000. So had it gone that way, we'd have had a population of about 200,000 people, which is why they turned it down. We are about 120,000 at the moment,
right.
But we are about to find out in 6 months' time what the results of the 2021 census will tell us. And I think it will be closer to 130, if not 140,000 for that year, which really does change things.
Yes, of course. Yeah, that brings up all the other issues as well, going back to water and things like that and housing, which is being discussed, I presume, in the local plan too.
It is, and that's one of the most controversial of issues, because as you and I know, and as many of your listeners will know, the River Cam is central to our history, and it's also central to our tourism trade. Now, given the issues that we've seen reported in the newspapers about water abstraction and the struggles of our chalk streams, something that has been raised in parliamentary debates, then we've got a tension between the desires of, for example, the developers who want to build more houses versus potentially part of the tourism industry, in particular the punting, who obviously want to have a clean river, you know, not choked up with pollution and dirty water. Mm. So one of the challenges for the planners, and we've seen early proposals from Anglian Water to build a new reservoir out in the fens not far from March and Ramsey that were published only a couple of months ago as being potentially a solution. The challenge there is that they've said in their document 2035 is the earliest that reservoir can come on stream.
Mm.
So we've got lots of difficult conversations ahead, if I can put it that way.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely fascinating. And when you look at it, this local plan, which is moving forward, it's really relying on issues from the past. And like you say, history begins to repeat itself if we're not careful, doesn't it?
It does. And that's one of the reasons why it's ever so important that, in particular, Cambridge 105 listeners and everyone across the city gets involved in and at least is able to contribute on the proposals in their local area.
No, that's great. Where do we find this, Anthony? Is it up published yet to look at, or will it come up in a few days?
No, it's up there now. So if you just type in Greater Cambridge Planning and click on the links to the emerging new local plan, that will take you to the details. Otherwise, just send an email or send a tweet or a Facebook message to the City Council and they'll point you in the right direction.
Thank you so much for that, Anthony. I love the way that as we look at history and look back in and what's been going on in Cambridge, how it's so vital it is to check on that before we move forward within Cambridge.
Absolutely.
Cambridge 105 Radio.